is 47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Monday, 19th day of May. James T. in studio. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
All right.
We started last week. We've never been closer on the microphone, and now we've never been further away. We're basically doing this remote.
Well, you're actually where Trevor used to be.
Really? He would do it from the broad room?
Trevor was never in studio.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
I know people always thought that, but no. He was in one room and I was in this room.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sunday was the best day for me.
Right.
Oklahoma City.
I know. Beat the Nuggets.
That made me very happy. I'm a Thunder fan for those that don't know. But yeah, it was pretty good.
All right.
It was a little ugly outside, but you know, hopefully that gets better this weekend.
Yes, we have. It's Memorial Day weekend.
I know.
Man.
Snuck up on
flying by here. Looking at the date book today, though, James, David Hartman, TV personality, longtime host of Good Morning America, is 90 today.
Good morning, America.
Yeah, good morning. Pete Townsend, musician, guitarist, songwriter for The Who, 80 today.
Okay.
Looking at the date book today. 1310. Let's go back a few years.
What a year.
Shoes were designed specifically for the right and the left foot for the first time.
Oh. Man, again, what were we doing 1309 and beyond and before?
Yeah, the same shoe.
Just the same.
And your feet were really uncomfortable.
I was going to say, even though we I think everybody knew before 1310, our feet are different on both sides of our body.
1310. 1588, the Spanish Armada set sail for England. It was soundly defeated by the English fleet the following August.
Mm-hmm.
1780, the Great Mystery Blackout plunges New England and parts of Canada in near total darkness as the sun disappeared at midday.
Wow.
That cause has never been determined. They've never figured it out.
Cool.
1780, Great Mystery Blackout.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody was very calm and collected when that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. 1926, Thomas Edison speaks on the radio for the first time. 1926. 1935, T.E. Lawrence, also known as Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah.
Yes, killed in a motorcycle accident in England.
I didn't know that's how he died.
I know, right? Yeah, a lot of people don't. 1935.
Got off the horse.
I was
going to
say a horse would have been better, but it was a motorcycle accident in 1935. It was the Iron Horse that got him. 1962, birthday salute to U.S. President John F. Kennedy took place. Madison Square Garden, the highlight, Marilyn Monroe's infamous rendition of Happy Birthday.
One of the most awkward things on planet Earth is to see that on camera. That could not. JFK was probably sitting there and he wanted to just fold into his seat.
It's accounting day. Tip of the cap to our accountants. Accounting day today.
Mm-hmm.
It is Celebrate Your Elected Officials Day.
Okay.
Today.
Sure.
So celebrate your elected officials. Devil's Food Cake Day.
I don't even know what that is.
You've probably had.
You want to know the nice thing about this? Yeah. Is now I can actually type in whatever it is you're talking about
onto
this computer and look it up. And this looks delicious.
Devil's Food Cake?
Yeah.
I think you've had it.
Probably.
I'll bet you have.
If there's a cake out there that looks like this, I've probably had
it. You probably have.
Yeah.
Okay. Supply Chain Professionals Day.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Need them now more than ever.
Right. World Family Doctor Day.
Sure. Do you have a family doc?
Yeah,
okay.
Not for the whole family, for me personally.
For you, yeah.
You know, because mine's a little bit different than, obviously, my wife's.
One that treated your dad and his dad before him. And
we used to, growing up, though, yes.
Yeah.
It was in Montana. His name was Dr. Cabrera.
Dr. Cabrera.
Yes, and he saw everybody. Mom, dad, us kids. Yep.
Had the whole family history down to a T.
He did, absolutely. Marie Rose Tesler turned 115 on Wednesday. This French woman, currently the oldest living French person, second oldest living person in the world, born 1910.
115?
115. She is the oldest person is Ethel Carterham of the UK. She's 115 years and 271 days.
It's a race.
I know.
Can you imagine? One, we're not making Ethels anymore.
No.
We don't. That's the name that
might be used for a middle name.
Yeah.
But not
a first name.
Not,
we're not making Ethels
not likely.
Anymore.
Not likely.
My middle name's Eugene. We're not making those anymore either. Shout out my granddad.
There you go. You know, we've talked about the Voyager spacecrafts.
Mm-hmm.
Voyager 1 launched 1977. It is now 15.5 billion miles from Earth. Here, this is amazing with the technology they had back in 1977. Okay? So they have thrusters that always stay pointed toward Earth so it can send messages, right?
Right.
These thrusters have had kind of a rough time in space for decades. In 2004, the main roll thrusters stopped working when their heaters lost power. Since then, Voyager has been on backup thrusters since 2004, which seemed fine at the time since nobody expected the spacecraft to last that long anyway. Recently, these backup thrusters started getting clogged. This created a time crunch because the only antenna powerful enough to communicate with Voyager was in Australia.
Man.
On March 20th of this year, NASA engineers pulled off what they say was an incredible fix. They managed to revive the original thrusters that had been dead since 2004.
Whoa. Cool.
Just doing, I know. With that technology, they're doing some amazing things.
That's
a great story.
You got to wait for 7 days if you figure out if your fix works.
Yeah, it takes a while. It takes a while. Hey, James, if you're not doing anything this weekend in the Spanish city of Lolita, wonderful food lovers this weekend, world's biggest snail eating festival.
Oh. Hey, sign me up.
A quarter of a million visitors will eat snails. They figure they'll go through 15 tons of snails.
You know, there's maybe nothing I want to do less
than eat a snail?
Than have a snail eating contest on my Memorial Day weekend. I'll be honest with
you. Come on.
No, I'll pass on that.
All right. You can pass. Archaeologists in Naples, Italy, have unsealed a 2,000-year-old sarcophagus, revealing what they say is an unbelievably, remarkably preserved body covered in a shroud. The team found the individual laying face up amidst various burial goods and oil ointment jars and body cleaning tools, suggesting the deceased was significant. DNA analysis of the remains underway. They're trying to figure out what the creams they used to enhance this preservation. They said it was unbelievable.
Well, yeah, we got to get on that.
I know.
Where do I get that stuff?
All you have to do is figure out what that is, box it up,
yeah,
put
no
it
kidding.
On when you're alive, and it's just like, hey, I'm preserved. I'm not going to change right here. South African woman won damages of $13,000 after a toilet collapsed beneath her at a hospital visiting.
What?
Yeah, collapsed. How does a toilet bowl collapse?
I don't know.
Broken in pieces. Jeez.
That's pretty hardcore.
Okay. Hey, Tim Andrews, speaking of more technology. Tim Andrews, patient with end-stage kidney disease, underwent an experimental pig kidney transplant.
Oh, yeah.
January. Marking a significant achievement in that field. After years on dialysis and facing long wait lists for human donors, currently 90,000 people typically wait 3 to 5 years.
Jeez.
Surgery
last 35 years.
Waited 3 to 5 years.
Oh, I thought you said 35.
Yeah, no, 3 to 5 years. The surgery lasted just over 2 hours. Doctor's report. Pig kidney began functioning immediately, improving his blood markers within hours.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
I know. But they say pig kidneys are temporary. They don't last very long. But until you can find a donor. Wouldn't it be cool if Lego came to town and said, we want to build a factory in Sheridan?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. But the Lego Group has broken ground on a $400 million manufacturing facility, Chesterfield County, Virginia. It's a 1.7 million square foot plant serving North American markets, fully operational in about 2 years. According to the company, we'll reduce shipping times and lower emissions by moving production closer to consumers. Lego plans to make the factory solar-powered, aligning with its sustainability goals. Hiring is scheduled to begin in phases. So if you want to go work for a Lego plant, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? A Lego plant? Where do you work? The Lego plant?
That would be cool. I work on toys all day.
I know, right?
Can you imagine walking through that factory barefoot? Oh, my.
No, probably not, people. Yeah. Okay, here's an experiment. Ask your husband, boyfriend, dad, whoever, to show you his palms.
Okay.
And then see if his ring fingers are longer than his pointer fingers.
Mine are.
Mine are too. Men with this digit combo are sweeter to women than most other guys.
Okay.
Guys with this ratio were not only more agreeable, but they were also rated as less quarrelsome. Why? They don't know. Stems from, they figure, above average testosterone.
Okay. Hey, we figured this out. We don't know why. There you go. We got the data set. We can't understand why it's this way.
So if that ring digit, James, is longer, you're more agreeable.
All right.
Okay.
Mine are pretty close to even. Now that I'm
Have you ever looked that until I brought it up?
No, not really.
I read that story and I looked. It's like, oh, okay. I guess you never think about that kind of stuff, do you?
I'm not really ever thinking about my fingers very often, to be honest with you.
Right. Okay, James. 63% of men say they've never heard or used a shoehorn.
I am one of those people. I need to, though. I want to.
I do all the time, man.
Yeah, I need to get one of those.
Yeah, I love my shoehorn. It's my grandpa's.
It's a good idea. I mean, it's good for the heel of your foot and your fingers.
Great for your shoes. Yeah, right? Okay. James has Swap Shop next hour on News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.